So, you have a Spider-Man reboot for me.
Yes, sir, I do. It's gonna be called The Amazing Spider-Man.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Yes.
So what's the movie about?
Well, it's like a Spider-Man origin movie with some extra origin thrown in there.
What do you mean?
We're gonna have this whole thing about Peter's parents disappearing and him trying to figure out what happened to them.
Oh, is that something that people are interested in seeing?
I hope so, because we're gonna lean into it pretty hard.
So what happens with that storyline?
Well, Peter finds some secret papers in his dad's old briefcase, and that leads him to going to this high-tech company, Oscorp, because he wants to figure out what the heck happened.
Is it gonna be hard for him to get into a high-tech company like Oscorp?
No, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there just so happens to be an internship thing going on, so he steals someone's identity and sneaks in.
He steals someone's identity?
Yeah, and then the guy whose identity he stole is gonna get dragged out by security. It's gonna be hilarious.
Doesn't that make Peter Parker seem like kind of a jerk?
No, it's gonna be charming, because at the beginning of the movie, Peter's gonna help out a kid that's being bullied.
Oh, so we're just gonna assume that everything he does past that point is gonna be likable?
Yeah, we're gonna have him be a good guy in that one scene and then coast along on that, hoping that people empathize with him.
Ew, let's hope that works.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
So what happens at Oscorp?
Well, he's gonna keep being a jerk by breaking into a secure room in the lab.
Very charming.
And that room's full of spiders, so one of them's gonna bite him.
And that leads to him getting his powers.
Exactly. So then he wakes up in the subway and discovers his new abilities.
Oh, awesome. I love scenes when heroes discover they have powers. So how does it happen?
Well, he's gonna undress a woman without her consent. You know, just rip her shirt off.
What?
Yeah, and then some guys are gonna jump in to defend the woman, cause you know, that's sexual assault, and then Peter's gonna beat up her defenders.
Wait, are you doing like a dark reboot of Spider-Man where he's the villain or something?
No, he's a good guy. Remember he saved that one kid from the bully?
Oh, right. He's likable.
So,
and what happens with his investigation into his parents' disappearance?
Oh, well, we're pretty much gonna abandon that storyline.
What do you mean? How's it resolved?
We just don't bring it up again. I don't know.
We're just ditching the character's whole initial motivation.
Yeah, we're gonna shift the focus to Peter trying to figure out who killed Uncle Ben.
Oh, Uncle Ben is in this movie.
Yeah, of course.
So we're gonna have that whole with great power comes great responsibility line.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to use that same line, so I found a way for him to convey the same message in a way that's just as smooth.
Oh, how does he say it?
He's like, your father lived by a philosophy, a principle, really. He believed that if you could do good things for other people, you had a moral obligation to do those things. That's what's at stake here. Not choice, responsibility.
That is just as catchy as with great power comes great responsibility.
If not more catchy, it just rolls off the tongue.
Agreed.
Anyway, so later a guy robs a store, and as he's running away, he drops his gun in front of Uncle Ben.
Oh, so Uncle Ben gets out of the way?
No, he tries to grab the gun.
Was the guy gonna shoot someone nearby or something?
No, he was just running away.
So why would Uncle Ben do something dangerous like that?
Because he needs to die.
Well, okay then.
So then Peter's gonna rampage around the city trying to find his killer.
Oh, does he end up finding him?
I don't know, that's another storyline that we're gonna abandon.
Oh, we are?
Yeah, I really enjoy starting story threads, but I find it's tough to end them, so sometimes I just don't do it.
Fair enough, writing's hard.
I also have this antagonist, Rajit, who's just gonna disappear from the movie completely at a certain point, never to be heard of again.
Wow. So what else should I know about the movie?
Well, you know how Spider-Man's secret identity is super important?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, well, not to this version of Spider-Man.
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, he spends most of his time as Spider-Man without his mask on. He also does a bunch of superhuman stuff at school. He straight up tells Gwen Stacy that he's Spider-Man. He also uses a camera as Spider-Man that says property of Peter Parker right on the back.
Wow, does anyone not know that he's Spider-Man?
Probably not, to be honest.
Huh.
Yeah, he's the worst.
So tell me more about the bad guy.
Oh, well, his name is Dr. Connors, and he's missing an arm, so he wants to find a way to grow it back.
Okay.
But then he ends up turning himself into a giant evil lizard.
Oh, sounds pretty scary. So what's his evil plan?
He wants to turn the whole city into lizards.
What? Why?
Because he really likes lizards. He thinks everyone should be lizards.
Well, okay, so everybody would permanently be lizard people?
Well, I guess it wouldn't be permanent because he has to keep injecting himself to turn into one.
So his plan is to turn everyone into lizards for a little bit?
Yeah, pretty evil, right?
I guess that's not very nice.
Yeah, it's super sneaky, mildly an inconvenience.
Yeah, sounds like it.
And he's even gonna turn this group of cops into lizards.
Oh wow, what kind of stuff are they gonna do while they're lizards?
I don't know, we're gonna show them turning into lizards and then only come back to them when they turn back into humans.
Keeping it mysterious, that's kinda cool.
Yeah, and then the lizard is gonna kill Gwen Stacy's father.
Oh no.
And his dying wish to Peter is that he stay away from his daughter to keep her safe.
Wow.
So Peter's like, I'm sorry, Gwen, I can't be with you anymore.
Well, I mean, obviously he's gonna respect the wish of a dying man.
Of course. For about 5 minutes, then he's like, screw that guy!
Oh, immediately betraying someone's dying wish is tight.
Yes, sir, it is. So what do you think?
Hey, man, as long as we keep the rights to Spider-Man out of Disney's hands, I'm happy.
Great. Hey guys, it's Ryan here. Hope you enjoyed that pitch meeting. There are a lot more pitch meetings on the channel that you can check out. You can also let me know in the comments section what other movies you'd like to see pitches for. And if you haven't seen it yet, we launched a new series on the channel called Theory Battles. In those videos, we go head to head with two different film theories, and then you guys decide which one of the two is the most plausible. It's a whole lot of fun. Definitely check it out. Also, if you like this video, be sure to give it a like, maybe share it on Facebook and Twitter, MySpace, and check back soon for a new pitch. Bye-bye.